Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, about 15 years ago, our family was traveling through Minnesota, and it was starting to get late in the afternoon, so we decided to pull into a campground and set up our tents on that beautiful fall day. And after eating a few snacks out of the cooler, we decided to stretch our legs after the long drive and take a walk around the campground. Well, as we walked, I almost slipped on something that was on the ground, and I leaned over and picked it up and realized that it was a walnut that had fallen out of the trees. And I like eating nuts, everything from peanuts to sunflower seeds. And when we were kids, I can always remember having a big bowl of nuts on the table during the holidays. Well, since I'm the kind of person who really doesn't like to waste anything, we grabbed everything that we had available to collect the nuts with. They were all over the place, and it was the first time I had ever picked up walnuts right off the ground. I think we picked up about 6 bushel and packed the trunk of the car with them. We were very excited when we got back home at the thought of being able to sit down and eat a bunch of them. But getting the nut out of the shell was a lot tougher than what we thought it would be. It's been claimed that it takes about 300 pounds of pressure to open a macadamia nut. Well, walnuts are not as hard, but it's a struggle just the same. We found ourselves sitting by the wood stove that winter with a hammer, breaking them on the cement until we had a small bowl to eat each day. And I think those walnuts lasted us all winter because they weren't easy to open and not as easy as we thought they would be. They sure were a hard nut to crack. And this reminds me of the Christian life. God wants our hearts to be broken and contrite before him. But just like those walnut shells, some people have a hard heart to break open. There are some people who refuse to feel sorry for the things that they have done to God or others. They refuse to apologize and are not filled with any kind of remorse. This is caused by pride and the hardness of their hearts. Romans 2:5 says, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." The definition for hard is when something is solid, firm, and rigid. It's not easily broken, bent, or pierced. When you do something that is unloving or unkind to God or others, a person's heart should be convicted enough to apologize for what they've done, so that they can be reconciled and find forgiveness. The Scriptures teach us that we're supposed to be tender-hearted with each other. We're supposed to be filled with mercy and grace. And when you hurt others, you should feel regret inside of your heart for what you've done, instead of having an impenitent, hard heart. Psalms 95:8 says, "Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." An impenitent heart only leads to sin. Proverbs 28:14 says, "Happy is a man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief." When a person is impenitent, it means that they don't feel any shame or regret about their actions or their attitudes towards others. They don't have any remorse for what they have done. Shame is truly a painful feeling of humiliation or distress that is caused by consciousness of doing the wrong thing or foolish behavior. It's an unpleasant feeling caused by the awareness of guilt, fault, or failure. People who are hard-hearted don't possess those kinds of feelings. Their hearts are closed off, surrounded by a brick wall in their own mind. Instead of tenderness, their conscience is seared. Truly, if somebody professes to be a Christian, they're going to have feelings of regret for hurting others. Regret is a feeling of sadness, repentance, or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. It is the result of having godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Psalms 38:18 says, "For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin." Sorry means to express regret, remorse, or sorrow. Look at Luke 18, verse 10. "Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Someone who is contrite is penitent or feels regret or sorrow, especially for one's own actions. They are apologetic. The Lord draws nigh unto those who are filled with this quality. Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalms 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Isaiah 66:2, for all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Somebody who is impenitent has no remorse or regret. Now, if you truly repent, you feel regret or sorrow about something that you have done wrong to somebody else. Remorse means to have deep regret or guilt for a wrong committed. Regret is a feeling of sadness, repentance, or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. It's wishing it had never happened in the first place. To truly have these feelings, a person's heart needs to break. They need to first come to God with brokenness and then reconcile with others that they have wronged. Just like people store money in a savings account each and every day, a person with a hard and impenitent heart is only storing up for themselves God's wrath. Sometimes it takes a spiritual hammer on the heart of the impenitent when they become a tough nut to crack. And I'm reminded of this whenever I think about that day, walking underneath the walnut trees. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly, along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.